Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. The Bible is a rich source of guidance for addressing many of our anxieties, including the transfer of power from one leader to another. Moses seemed irreplaceable. Yet, after he died, the Israelites wept until the period of mourning ended. Moses had passed the mantle of leadership to Joshua, who began his speech to all the tribes of Israel by recounting their common ancestry from Terah through Abraham and Nahor, and reminding them of all that God had done for them, with this line, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Joshua led by example, telling the tribes, "Put away foreign gods, incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." By pledging to serve and obey the one God, the Israelites committed not only themselves, but all subsequent generations to a covenant with God. This history lesson relates to today's gospel because marriages were arranged by the respective male relatives of the bride and groom in order to retain wealth and property within the family. Abraham sent his servant to his kinsman Nahor to find a wife for Isaac, and Isaac married Rebekah. Their younger son, Jacob, was sent to take a wife from the daughters of Laban, who is Rebekah's brother. It's complicated. Jacob married Leah and Rachel, and Jacob's offspring, including 4 from concubines, became patriarchs of the 12 tribes of Israel. Make a leap of faith with me now. A friend sent me a series of billboards from God. One of them reads, "Love the wedding, now invite me to the marriage." And I reflected on the differences. A wedding is an event. Marriage is a commitment. Weddings in Jesus' time and place were week-long events with abundant dining and drinking, hosted at the groom's or the groom's parents' house. Jesus' first miracle, turning water into wine, was at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. 4 weeks ago, we heard, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son." The story ends with an improperly dressed guest being bound hand and foot and thrown into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In this week's gospel, Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise." Wisdom is often equated with knowledge or education, discipline, and righteousness. Foolishness with ignorance, recklessness, and immorality. But I don't think categorizing people as wise or foolish is that simplistic. Knowledge does not always equal wisdom. People have different access to information, different experiences, different insights, different abilities. If one can learn from mistakes, whether made by themselves or by others, perhaps that is the beginning of wisdom. The Spark Story Bible we sometimes use in the Well Jordan says, Jesus told a story about getting ready. And that made me think about the Scout motto, be prepared. When someone asked Scouting founder Robert Baden Powell, prepared for what? He replied, why, any old thing. In Scouting for Boys, he wrote that to be prepared means you are always in a state of readiness in mind and body to do your duty. Maybe the so-called wise bridesmaid had been to weddings before, anticipated that the bridegroom might be late, and took extra oil for themselves. Had they been truly prepared for any possibility, they would have had extra oil to share with any bridesmaid who hadn't brought extra oil. I wonder if this was the first wedding procession for the so-called foolish bridesmaid, and they just didn't know any better. Notice that all 10 bridesmaids fell asleep while waiting for the bridegroom. But at midnight, there was a shout. Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. I thought it was very selfish of the wise not to share their oil. But to be fair, their duty was to meet the bridegroom with their lamps burning brightly. Is it better to have a 5 bridesmaid procession with lamps lit than to have 10 bridesmaids with dark lamps? It seemed illogical to send the 5 unprepared bridesmaids to buy oil at midnight, but they went and somehow returned with lighted lamps. But by then, the procession was over and the door was shut. This is the part of the story that makes me wince. Later, the other bridesmaids came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I do not know you. I wince because at the beginning of the reading, Jesus said, then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. And because in this parable and in many other verses in the Bible, the bridegroom is Jesus. I wince because other readings, particularly in Matthew's gospel, also include this aspect of denial into the kingdom of heaven for what seemed to me to be un-Jesus-like judgment for minor offenses. For example, being improperly attired, being unprepared and therefore late to the party. Note that it was okay for the bridegroom to be delayed. And there are offenses that are forgiven elsewhere in the Bible. Jesus said, whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Yet Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times, became the cornerstone in the expansion of the kingdom and guardian of the pearly gates. The point of the parable is not to say who is in and who is out. The point is that if we aren't prepared, if we aren't paying attention, if we don't give it our best shot to fix the problem even when it seems illogical, if we don't knock on the door and ask to be admitted, we will miss something. Maybe something important, something wonderful, something unforgettable. This is my morning prayer. Thank you, God, for bringing me safely to the beginning of this new day. especially since I messed up so badly yesterday. Guide me today to love and serve you and to love and serve my neighbors. I believe we serve a Lord of grace, grace that is given before we ask, whether we are wise or foolish, because regardless of our situation in life in this world, we are beloved children of God, created in God's image, invited and worthy to enter into the kingdom. Pay attention. Be alert. Stay vigilant. And as you are able, keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Amen.